You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Kristen.
Ah, cheers.
Indeed. It's Cocktail Corner time. It is the time to say cheers.
It is, and I think we might be saying cheers times three if we can get through three of these cocktails. Maybe? TBD. Dot, dot, dot.
I might have to offload mine somewhere else, but I'll taste. I'm up for tasting.
That's okay, because these are very little...
activities to do.
There's very little glasses.
I've got heaps of activities
They're tiny. Okay, should we start?
Activities I'm going to do later on. Let's start the cocktail now.
Do you want to tell us about them? What are you going to do?
Just got some activities.
Okay.
I don't want to be too inebriated.
Ah, fair enough, fair enough.
Mm.
Okay.
I can still say inebriated.
You've gone to the BFM prize cupboard and pulled out the wide variety of liqueurs we have.
There's an amazing collection there. Mm-hmm. Random, but then they all fit together.
Are they high up on a shelf?
They're behind lock and key.
Okay, good.
Yeah. In a secret location. We don't want to give too much away, right?
Indeed.
There needs to be some mystery around Cocktail Corner.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody. But I took the ingredients like we have been the last couple weeks, and I have a few with a couple of additions. So if you do have banana liqueur, peach liqueur, blue curacao, and pineapple liqueur, if you've been listening the last couple weeks, we've been doing a couple different drinks, and so today we're going to do the same thing. We have a smaller drink, not quite a shot, a little bit bigger because we have an extra ingredient. Then we'll do two little shots that you can sip or just taste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I notice you've got some real McCoy orange juice.
And cranberry juice if we decide to get that far.
Okay.
And this is good because, first of all, I like it because it's a box, right? So it's sustainable.
It's got that going for it.
Yeah, and it tastes very, very fresh. It's not too sugary. I use all of them.
I'm interested to see where McCoy's at. I haven't messed with McCoy in a long time. I don't think I like it, but it might be good with the cocktail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's just going to be a touch of it.
I feel like I don't rate McCoy orange juice, but I'm interested to see where it is now. I'm talking like 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Genius. Oh, I'm sure they've come far from there.
Right.
And it really, if we get that far, it's just going to be a splash. So I don't...
The cardboard box is a nice touch.
Now, Kristen, as someone from North America, do you miss all the juice in cardboard boxes? Because that is a regular feature on the supermarket shelf over there. But in New Zealand, you don't really see cardboard box juice.
I think it depends on...
on milk cartons.
Yeah. To be completely honest, it's been a while since I've lived there. And it depends on where you shop, right? So you have your high-end supermarkets that have all the
honesty.
Fancy stuff. Yeah, it's a long time. I would not consider...
Thank you.
You know,
this is
my home now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that New Zealand is coming very far, very fast. Same thing with Australia. So when I live there, they're coming very far, very fast. And I would say not... too many choices. So I think the one thing about living in California is that there are just so many choices. Where do you begin?
Appreciate your honesty mentioning Australia as well.
Oh.
Appreciate your honesty there.
Is that? So it is, I would say that less choice sometimes is really better. So you don't feel like you're missing out, because I always have FOMO, like I'm not getting all the juices, I'm not getting all the liqueurs, I'm not getting all of it. Well, here's what you have. And you just make the best of it, and that's just as amazing. I think that's a good life lesson.
Well, where are we taking this little drink with all these liqueurs we've got?
Okay, so the first one that we're going to make is called a purple Slurpee.
I thought something was going to be purple. I see the colors needed.
Yeah. So do you call them Slurpees here? The frozen drinks.
This is your cocktail corner.
Okay, so a slushy. So this is a purple slushy, but it's called a purple Slurpee. And you go to the convenience store and you get your cup and you get an icy drink. That's what we're making now. I mean, it doesn't come in liqueur unless you're in Vegas, but we aren't. So here we are.
Or I feel maybe Thailand. Maybe.
Well, I haven't been there, but I have been to Vegas, and they do have machines that just you get boozy slushies.
Thank you.
That's what we're gonna make now.
Thank you for being honest.
Okay, so we're going to start with this purple slushy, and the first ingredient is 30 mils of banana. So we have our...
That is a turn I did not see coming right off the bat, I got to say.
Is that right?
Just oh, yeah. Just banana. It's frap.
We've got a De Kuyper banana liqueur going into a glass.
Hey, De Kuyper.
Oh, nice.
De Kuyper.
Yeah, so 30 mils for each of them.
Lekker.
We're making four because we have a guest today.
Sam Smith, B News.
Are you sitting on the floor, Sam? Where are you?
On a chair.
You're on a chair?
Yeah.
Are you safe?
Sam Smith, B Booze.
And then we have our blue carousel from last week. 30 mils.
This is, okay, yep.
Banana
and
orange.
And this is where it starts to get green, and then we're going to make it purple. So this is all the colors of the rainbow today.
Blue carousel is so zany.
It's yummy too. I really like the sweet orange of it.
Have you named this cocktail?
It's called a purple Slurpee,
Okay.
I figured leave it up to the listeners to come up with something more creative.
If you're trying to picture so this drink in your mind at the moment, it is like an electric blue.
Blue carousel. Mm. The obvious color of oranges. If anyone's ever actually cut open an orange, you will see that they're completely Powerade blue.
And now we have 30 mils of grenadine, which I think I said on a couple shows ago that I had a hard time finding this, but I did find it.
Oh, shit. Right now it's a little bit popsicle splash.
Yeah,
like if you don't mix that, we may have found out what is in a popsicle splash.
Well, we're lucky that we have this pineapple, this neon pink pineapple stir. So we're just going full 80s.
That's the Vegas bit.
We're going to have a little sniff of this grenadine.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's a cherry syrup.
It smells like jelly.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's very...
And we're topping it with a cola, with a soda pop, Coca-Cola.
What?
And that's what gives it...
What is it? Does it have anything on the side, like buddies or...
It has mates. I picked mates. Because I figured we're all mates up here, right?
We love you, Coca-Cola. Sponsor something.
Okay.
Giving a bit of a stir.
A stir with our neon pineapple. Because let's just listen to that 80s tune.
Deep purple, by the way. Very deep. That is a good... It looks mint.
This does taste like a Slurpee. You might need a little bit more cola, but we'll let Johnny... Johnny's our sipper.
It kind of smells like a bubble gum, almost.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's something out of a Hundy bag mixture, for sure.
Oh, wow.
What, like a what?
Jelly bean.
A jelly bean.
A Big Hungry is all over this one. This is like kind of a grape candy.
God damn, this is a great drink.
So the cola kind of cuts that sweetness.
You could also fill this right up with Sprite, though, and it'd just be like quite a refreshing little kind of... It's almost like... This is what I imagine lean tastes like.
This is very delicious.
You know what I mean?
It's good.
But more
Sam,
on
did
a...
you just give it a... It is quite tasty.
What do you think, Sam?
Did you just give it a little... It is quite tasty.
It tastes like a jelly bean.
Tastes like a jelly bean.
Okay.
Yep.
I do like it.
It's basically a shot at the end of the day.
It's a tall shot.
Wait,
so sip
all
it.
Arnold drinks? You know? Just calm down.
Well, you can sip it so you don't feel like you have to shoot. We're not going to shoot all of these, right? We're just going to... We can sip and then...
I feel like when I've got
more.
This drink, I do what I want.
You know? You do? Chicka-chicka wow.
I don't think the dentist would be a friend of this one.
Oh, man, what a buzzkill comment, by the way.
Just giving people an indication.
I'm drinking
of how
it right now,
it
and I kind of sound like I can run off and brush my teeth.
You don't want to. You want to keep that flavor in.
This will give you the fur. Function.
You can, if you're having maybe a garage band playoff or like video games or whatever, this is a perfect drink for a night of VR or whatever. Candyland, Monopoly, not Monopoly. Don't play Monopoly.
I just call this drink
dangerous.
The purple one.
The purple one?
That's good. Let's just run through the ingredients one more time. There's some banana liqueur.
I totally forgot
mils.
About the banana. What the hell?
The banana, I reckon, is holding it all together. There's a blue carousel.
Mm-hmm.
There was a grenadine and some Coke.
And some Coca-Cola.
Indeed.
Soda pop.
Yeah, that all makes sense now.
You finished your one right up, John, before the ice even melted.
All right, should we move on?
Are we gonna?
What?
Feel like that was.
That's a great cocktail.
We're gonna leave it at that.
That was awesome.
Fantastic. Oh, we did it in one.
We can say. I reckon we should save whatever else was in store for next week.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
So the purple Slurpee, or whatever one of the listeners wants to rename it, or just the purple one.
If you had some shave ice, get your shave ice and add that in there as well. Like, it's kind of, it's got a flat vibe right now, but with heaps of shaved ice, this could be the drink of the year.
And what you could do, if you do have a like a cup of shaved ice, you can do it in stripes.
Get your shave
ice. So you can do the yellow, the blue, and the red, and it'll be very holiday, you know, responsibly holiday.
Nice save. All right. Thank you very much, Kristen.
Cheers, everyone.
To the purple one.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.